Community groups, schools, and nonprofits use the Eagle Valley Center for all sorts of activities. The lodge, which can sleep up to 20, can be rented and used as a conference retreat center. Saga ran a variety of programs there, like a ropes course, sea kayaking, and snowshoeing. Darren Snyder runs 4-H programs for the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension. For years, 4-H held its Alaska Experience Camp at the Eagle Valley Center. He says the kids would be lodged upstairs and the downstairs was used for activities.
We've done a lot of fish processing with our camps where we're down there flying fish and teaching kids about that. We're down there dressing deer.
Snyder says various community groups have benefited greatly from the Eagle Valley Center's year-round opportunities.
Our 4-H cross-country skiing folks have been out there. I've been with different school groups and gone out there, and that was where I built my first igloo ever, and you know, with a group of kids, but I had a great time doing it as well. But it's just a really peaceful valley, and the access to the ocean right there and the salt chuck, it is just a really special place.
The city and borough of Juneau owns the Eagle Valley Center and has had a use agreement with Saga since 1992. The agreement waived rent for the nonprofit in exchange for ongoing maintenance of the facility and other services. The latest agreement goes through 2016. Saga is $350,000 in debt. It recently transferred its AmeriCorps program to another nonprofit. The city said in November, Saga was having trouble meeting terms of the use agreement and asked to renegotiate. Nate Heck worked at Saga until October. It was in charge of the Eagle Valley Center for 6 years. He's brought community members together to discuss the future of the Eagle Valley Center.
Right now it's, you know, finding an organization or group that can take over the management. And it might look different, you know, maybe somebody just takes over the management of the building and the lease itself and using it as a rental facility, and then also looking at, are there agencies and organizations that are available to take over some of the programming that was offered, you know, like the ropes course or the kayaking.
Heck organized a meeting earlier this month that brought together around 20 interested community members, but he welcomes more people to join the discussion, anyone who's interested in seeing the Eagle Valley Center continue. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.